and thank you for joining us today for the Sleep Pill. The podcast where together we will dive into the complex world of sleep in plain language. This program is sponsored by the Sleep Neural Lab. I'm Dr. Cesar Jajaro, a psychologist specializing in behavioral treatment for sleep problems. Joining me today is Dr. Julio Gonzalez, a psychiatrist with extensive experience in sleep disorders. Today's topic is relevant, especially in modern work culture, shift work. How does working night or irregular hours affect our sleep? And more important, what can we do about it? Welcome, Julio. How are you?
Thank you very much, Cesar. It's a pleasure for me to be here. I think this is a very important conversation to have. There are many people who are working outside the traditional pattern that we are used to, and this might have health consequences. And sometimes these consequences are underestimated.
Exactly. So let's begin with the biological side. What's happening when someone works against their natural circadian rhythm?
Well, our bodies operate on a near 24-hour clock, which is largely regulated by external factors, especially the sunlight. This circadian rhythm controls many things, like the release of hormones like melatonin. It influences the body temperature. It determines when we feel alert and are ready to face tasks, and when we are sleepy and are ready to go to rest. When you work night shifts, or when you work rotating shifts frequently, that rhythm becomes desynchronized. So your body is essentially working in a different time zone from where you really are.
That sounds exhausting. And no surprise, many shift workers report issues like insomnia, mood swings, and even digestive problems.
And over time, that circadian disruption has been linked to serious issues like increased risk of cardiovascular illnesses, of obesity, diabetes, even cancer in long-term shift workers. Mental health can also suffer. Depression and anxiety are significantly more common among those who work irregular hours.
And how do we help shift workers to manage this? Let's start with the basics. What can they do at home to protect their sleep?
Well, I would say that light management is key. When coming off a night shift, it is recommended that people wear sunglasses on the commute home to minimize the morning light exposure. Once at home, they should try to sleep in a completely dark room. It should have blackout curtains or use eye mask. Try to muffle the outside sound, if necessary, using white sound. Also, consistently is vital. To try to keep the same sleep and wake patterns on work days and off days.
And what about naps?
Well, strategic napping can be effective. So relatively short naps, let's say a 90-minute nap before a night shift, can reduce the sleep pressure and improve alertness during the working hours. But this should be planned. So random dosing, random napping, sometimes is not the best thing, and it might even backfire.
Okay, and what about pharmacological aids? Things like melatonin or sleeping tablets?
Well, melatonin can help to shift the body clock, but the timing you take it is critical. Taking it too early or too late can even make the circadian misalignment worse. Ideally, It should be taken under medical supervision. On the other hand, hypnotics might help in the short term, but they don't solve the underlying issue. It is not sustainable to use them in the long term. We use them very carefully for acute adaptation when it is really necessary.
And let's not forget the role of the employers here. How can workplaces support better sleep health?
I would say that's a great point. Employers should aim for predictable shift patterns instead of rotating schedules. A forward rotation, working morning, then afternoon, then night, is easier on the body than backward rotation. Allowing sufficient time to recovery between shifts is also critical.
And what about workers who cannot change their schedule but are really struggling at the moment?
Well, that's when we look at individual interventions. Things like CBT for shift work sleep disorder. We can use also light therapy. Or in some cases, we can use specific pharmacological interventions. It is important to validate the experience that the person is having. So chronic fatigue is not laziness. It is a physiological misalignment. We need to stop blaming the individual for the symptoms that originate from a systemic problem.
Beautifully said. Sleep should be part of occupational health. Thank you, Julio, for everything, all your insights, and to our listeners. If you are doing shift work and finding sleep elusive, know that help is available. Consult your doctor. Thank you for listening to us today. If you wish more information about what we discussed in this program, you can contact us at info@sleepneurolab.com. You can also leave a rating and review to help others find this podcast. And remember, sleep well, live healthy, and be happy.